This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor projects in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the cabinet decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
आज 4 सेमीकंडक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स अप्रूव हुए हैं, 2 उड़ीसा में, 1 पंजाब में और 1 आंध्रा।
4,594 करोड़ रुपीस के इन्वेस्टमेंट से
2022 में जब सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन लॉन्च हुआ, माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का दूरदर्शी नेतृत्व है जिसके तहत उन्होंने एक लॉन्ग टर्म स्ट्रेटजी के तहत काम चालू किया और कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम पे ध्यान देने का प्रधानमंत्री जी का हमेशा मार्गदर्शन रहा। तो अब कंप्लीट इकोसिस्टम डिजाइन, वेफर, वेफर फैब्रिकेशन, पैकेजिंग, मैन्युफैक्चरिंग ऑफ कंपोनेंट्स, असेंबली, टेस्टिंग, फाइनल प्रोडक्शन, हर चीज पे, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के हर सेक्टर पे, हर डायमेंशन पे काम चल रहा है।
Information and Broadcasting Minister said the government has approved the Lucknow Metro Phase 1B between Charbagh and Vasant Kunj with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has given its nod for their Tato 2 hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatts. He said this project will be built in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh and this will be constructed within 6 years. He said this project will provide a stable source of electricity in the region and boost regional development. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The National Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act of 2022. Doping is the consumption of certain prohibited substances by athletes to enhance performance. Earlier, the Rajya Sabha witnessed adjournment till 3 p.m. following the opposition's ruckus on various issues, including Special Intensive Revision (SIR) of electoral roll in Bihar. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has constituted a 3-member committee to probe the allegations levelled against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma after burned cash notes were found at his residence in New Delhi in March this year. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the Speaker announced the formation of the committee and said the panel will submit its report as early as possible.
मैंने न्यायमूर्ति यशवंत वर्मा को पद से हटाने के अनुरोध के आधारों की जांच करने के उद्देश्य से निम्नलिखित 3 सदस्यों वाली एक समिति गठित की है। माननीय न्यायमूर्ति श्री अरविंद कुमार न्यायाधीश उच्चतम न्यायालय, श्री मनिंदर मोहन श्रीवास्तव मुख्य न्यायाधीश मद्रास उच्च न्यायालय, श्री बीवी आचार्य वरिष्ठ अधिवक्ता कर्नाटक उच्च न्यायालय। समिति यथाशीघ्र अपनी रिपोर्ट प्रस्तुत करेगी। जांच समिति की रिपोर्ट प्राप्त होने तक यह प्रस्ताव लंबित रहेगा।
Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 4:30 p.m. following opposition's uproar over various issues, including SIR. Continuous rainfall over the past few days has significantly disrupted normal life across various parts of Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, and Punjab. Heavy downpours have led to a sharp rise in the water levels of major rivers, while mountain streams and rivulets in the hilly regions are overflowing. Met Department has also issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh till Thursday. US and China have agreed to extend their trade truce until the 10th of November, just hours before new tariffs were set to take effect today. US will delay raising tariffs to 145% on Chinese goods, while China will hold off on 125% tariffs on US goods. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with cuts of nearly 0.5%. Sensex fell 368 points to close at 80,236. Nifty also dipped to settle at 24,487. And in Wushu, India's Namrata Batra will take on local favourite Meng Yi Chen in the gold medal match of women's 52kg category at the World Games in China this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.